Remembering to Pray by Lindsay Stevens, based on a true story. Pray unto him continually by day, and give thanks unto his holy name by night. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 52. Did you say your prayer tonight? Every night, Jesse's older brother Ben came into Jesse's room and asked him that same question. Jesse could put on his pajamas and brush his teeth without help. He was proud that he could get ready for bed all by himself, but every night he forgot to pray until Ben reminded him. It made Jesse so mad. How was he supposed to feel good about praying when his brother made it a chore? No, Jesse grumbled. I haven't said it yet. Remember, you're supposed to pray every day so Heavenly Father knows you always remember him, Ben said. I know, Jesse said. Ben must think he is so smart because he is 2 years older than me, Jesse thought as he knelt beside his bed. In 2 years, I'll remember my prayers every day too, and Ben won't be able to bug me anymore. Jesse said a prayer and then scrambled back into bed. How could he remember to say his prayers? He was tired of Ben reminding him every night. Then Jesse had an idea. What if he prayed for a reminder? He whispered a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, please help me remember to say my prayers tomorrow night. Feeling much better, he turned over and fell asleep. The next night, Jesse put on his pajamas and brushed his teeth like he always did. Then, as he climbed into bed, he suddenly remembered he hadn't prayed yet. He leaped up and knelt next to his bed. He thanked Heavenly Father for reminding him to pray and asked him to continue helping him every day. Just as Jesse was getting back into bed, Ben came into his room. "Did you say your prayers tonight?" Ben asked. "Yes," Jesse said with a smile. "Heavenly Father, help me remember." "Good job, little brother," Ben said. "I knew you could do it." Jesse felt warm and happy, and he was excited to say his prayers the next day. Sidebar: when we remember that each of us is literally a spirit son or daughter of God, we will not find it difficult to approach him in prayer. President Thomas S. Monson. End of story, Remembering to Pray, by Lindsay Stevens.